Shalom, this is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and I'm your host, Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein. Throughout the year, every week in synagogue, we read the Torah, beginning with the first chapter of Genesis through the final chapter of Deuteronomy. This week, we read the Torah portion called Toldot from Genesis 25, verse 19, that begins, "This is the account of the family line of Abraham's son Isaac." Toldot actually means offspring, and it begins almost the same way that the portion of Noah began. This is the account of the family line of Abraham's son Isaac. And earlier, with Noah, we read, this is the account of Noah and his family from Genesis 6:9. Did you catch the difference? The Torah portion of Noah was named to teach us the power of one person's effect on future generations. The story of the flood was the story of humankind, but it all hinged on one individual, Noah. This week's reading is about Isaac's children, Esau selling his birthright and Jacob receiving the blessings of his firstborn. In Jewish culture, people value a person's lineage. In fact, some people can trace their families all the way back to King David. But I have a friend who says, "More important than who came before me is who will come after me." It's impressive to claim prestigious lineage, but it's even more impressive to be the ancestor of great men and women yet to come. My friends, Noach celebrates those who came before us. Toldot asks us to consider who will follow us. Noach is about the heritage that we received. Toldot is about the legacy that we pass on.
Join us this year in following the annual Torah readings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotion. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.